We've got Mark Latini with us today, and he's going to give us some insights on what's happening in the mortgage industry. What's up with the mortgage world today, Mark?
Hey, Tony and Carla, how are you doing?
Doing good. Great.
It's
awesome.
A great day to be in L.A.
Good. Good. Well, yeah, the mortgage industry has been a little crazy. The rates, the markets are very, very volatile right now, so we've seen rates increase considerably over the last month. Mm-hmm. They're still at, you know, very low levels, but when you're looking at qualifying someone and you've quoted them, you know, down in the low threes, and all of a sudden now we're in the mid fours, it makes a big difference, and not just the rates they're going to get, but also what they qualify for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm seeing that a lot. As a matter of fact, I don't know if anybody else has noticed this, but the market has kind of calmed down a bit.
Right.
In other words, there was just this mad rush of buyers that were competing, and, you know, there was this multiple flurry and over the asking price and just crazy. And your properties, anything you put on the market was gone in 20 minutes.
Right.
Well, now it's not gone in 20 minutes because that tick of the interest rate just did just enough to where it kind of bumped some people out of that price point that they were looking for. Is that what you're finding, Mark?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely it did. And it's, you know, in my opinion, it's almost a good thing because we're, like you said, we're having this mad rush where people were almost panicking, thinking, I've got to get in, I've got to do this right now. And, you know, we had people removing appraisal contingencies and just saying, we don't care what appraisal is for, we'll just pay cash to cover the difference. And it was, you know, it was starting to look like a little bit of the past.
I was going to say, it started to feel like where we were before, back in 2005, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I think it's good for us to just take a breath and allow this market to adjust to what it needs to adjust to and, you know, and then go from there. But, you know, clearly it's still an amazing time to purchase because even though the rates ticked up a hair, we're still at historically low rates. And
absolutely.
Even though, you know, the market got real volatile there and very hot and heavy, we still are dealing with great prices. And for, you know, it's a great time to sell and it's a great time to buy. So it's still a wonderful market to be in here. So anything else you got new for us?
Yeah, definitely. I know you're talking about some of the pitfalls on the real estate side.
Yeah.
You know, on our side, I'd say the biggest mistake clients make is not contacting us soon enough.
Uh-huh.
So what happens is a lot of times buyers are very reluctant to go and get totally pre-approved.
Right.
And all of a sudden they find a property that's their dream home and they want to buy it.
Yeah.
And then they come to us and we get all the paperwork. And what happens a lot of times is, you know, a lot of the buyers need to be coached a little bit about what to do and not, you know, what not to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you put large deposits in your account with cash, there's certain things we can work with if we know in advance.
Sure.
And we'll get you set up so you're ready to buy.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, and this is one of the reasons I think you send your clients to us to get pre-approved, you know, well before they're making offers so you don't have these problems later.
Oh, yeah. That's one of the biggest pieces of advice that I can give the listener today. You really do not wait until the last minute to get pre-approved. You don't know what kind of hiccups that you may encounter, and it has nothing to do with whether, I mean, it could be related to tax filings. It could be related to a credit score. I had a lady who had an 800 credit score, and she, at the last minute, there was something that was reported on her credit file that dropped her score down to the high sixes. And it was an error, but she had, and she didn't know, but she waited. Now here we are. We're right in the middle. I mean, matter of fact, I think you're handling that loan for us. As you know,
we
ended up having to take her off the loan, and now her husband is going to be the only person on that loan.
Wow.
So, you know, you can't wait till the last minute to get these things done. You've got to get pre-approved soon. Now, so thank you for bringing that to us today, Mark. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Have a great show. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Mark. We'll see you soon.